Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
A stunning but fleeting lake has formed in California's Death Valley. November 2nd, 2023, by Mallory Yu, NPR.
When the driest place in North America and one of the hottest places on Earth becomes a desert oasis, complete with a lake, it's impossible not to take note.
What is it?
A huge salty lake!
It formed after the remnants of Hurricane Hillary dumped more than 2 inches of rain on Death Valley in just 24 hours.
It's pretty unusual to see a literal lake in Death Valley. It's not called Death Valley for nothing, after all. And the site is fleeting.
The lake is slowly shrinking as the water evaporates, so it could be gone by the end of this month.
It's only 2 inches deep, but we're ignoring that fact.
And now, here is Death Valley Takes a Holiday, written by Ed Malin, directed by Mila Besson. Performed live at the Crane Theater, November 6th, 2023.
Dun 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 dun.
We made it! I told you I could get us around LA.
We're lost.
Yeah. It doesn't look like Venice Beach.
Sign says Death Valley.
It's okay. We have internet to navigate. So, chilling.
That's because we're international spies. On a mission.
I know that!
A mission to turn Los Angeles into a wasteland inhabited only by freaks.
Too late!
At least we can see the scenery before we go home.
It must be a short walk to the beach.
Yeah, let's use the GPS.
You know you're not supposed to say any of that spy stuff out loud.
Why? No one's here. They're not going to steal our top-secret intellectual property. Anyway, it's safe because it's chained to my pants, see?
I do not know anyone with less intellect than you.
You know you have to like me because I'm your first cousin once removed.
I really wish you could be removed. But that's life.
You always tell me today I have hit a new low, but this time it is America's lowest point that we see in Death Valley.
Yes, we can agree on this. It is quite lovely.
In itself, or as an exemple of the decline of capitalism?
Wait, do my eyes deceive me? Is that a lake over there?
You're asking me, the less cognitively dissonant one?
Now we don't have to go to the beach. We could kill two birds with one rock.
Statistically, the chance of there being a lake in Death Valley is lower than the elevation of the lowest point. This is because temperatures of 134 degrees Fahrenheit have been recorded here.
What is that in our temperature?
You don't know.
Well, I can't just convert degrees to Kelvin in my head.
Do you want me to call hindquarters?
It's headquarters.
Not if I'm trying to reach the rear admiral.
I know the answer you seek.
Who the blazes is that?
I couldn't tell you to save my life.
It is I, Death. Did she say Death?
Like it's her valley or something?
Everything sooner or later is mine.
In America, even death is a capitalist.
Why are you here?
I'm taking a holy day.
Did she say taking a holiday?
But she's just like us.
I work far too much. Just last month, we had Hurricane Hillary, so many storms.
The way she says it, it's like it's personnel.
There is nothing more impersonal than capitalism.
Actually, the hurricane was named after my sister. Her name is Hillary. She's not so sad like me. She's the happy one. Oh well. Wait, is that a lake?
I am seeing a lake.
At least we're not crazy. It's just statistically implausible.
Beautiful lake, a pleasure to behold. Born from the rainfall, from all the storms.
It is very special, though. Shall we go jump in it?
You're asking me, should we go jump in a lake?
Maybe.
Statistically, if we don't jump in it, and the temperature reaches whatever they use to measure it, the water will evaporate in, on average,
less than 7 days.
I don't trust a capitalist. She said she could be exploiting the water in the same way she exploits the proletariat.
Well, I don't want to miss out on this extremely rare opportunity. I will empty my pockets of special technology, which is not waterproof, and then go in the water.
Fine. I will also do this.
I like this.
Not bad. But wait.
What?
Why is your arm turning blue?
The answer is above my security clearance.
Let's both get out of the water and engage in collective consciousness raising.
I'm so cold.
I seem to have that effect on people.
Maybe we should have gotten vaccinated as children.
Oh, don't start bellyaving in the liberal media now.
My mistake. Please, do not tell the great leader.
Do you have another idea?
I'm thinking.
Give me a hug.
No.
It will warm us both up.
If it is for the greater good.
Statistic ally, we have a better chance of warming up if death joins the hug.
Who? Myself?
We can sense you're lonely. And you need to get warm.
Well, if you insist.
You killed him!
Yes, but it was by invitation. Some people, they eat supersized fast food all day, every day. Some drink 10 Red Bulls and then ask, why is my heart going to explode? Well, I'm only a little bit lonely. The rest of the time, humans are just begging me to meet them.
Live or die, man!
Die, duh, and death.
Wrong!
I'm sincerely sorry. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. I lied. I am lonely. I'm so sad. You might ask, have I lost my will to live? But what kind of an answer is that for death? I have found something unique right here in this valley. Can you beat that? But wait, if I walk into this lake, I will evaporate it instantly. Where in this existence is there joy for me? Ooh, this device has internet.
Welcome to Tinder. Do you have an account?
Where do I post no?
Create login and password.
Death.
Sorry, that login is already taken.
Sassy Death 1999.
Specify password.
1234321.
Upload photo.
Achoo.
Welcome, player. Start swiping.
You look cute. You look... Oh, no, not you.
You have 5 new matches.
Goodbye, my valley. I must now leave you. Death be not proud. Death be going on dates.
This has been Death Valley Takes a Holiday, written by Ed Malin, directed by Mila Besson. Featuring Mila Besson, Tony Mello, and Anna Savant. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, November 6th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at livingradionyc on Instagram and like @livingradionyc on Facebook.